Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you on this day, which is in our world of podcasting, which you can get this anytime when you download our podcast. So you could be listening to it the day we're doing it. Could be a few days later, whatever. But it's round two of the Hero World Challenge. So that gives you a reference there. We'll talk about what's going on in Albany, Bahamas. And what, of course, the whole world cares about is Tiger Woods. Nobody else is playing. It's just Tiger Woods shooting his 87, and so we'll jump into that and whatever else comes up. We got Steve Johnson, who's director of instruction at Vaquero Country Club in Westlake, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, joining us here in just a little bit. And as always, Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios. So I guess you sensed probably a little skepticism on my part there from me talking about Tiger, Frank. But did you watch some of the first round of the Hero World Challenge?
Yes, start to finish, every bit.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
So you got to see all 75 shots of Tigers?
Pretty much. Yeah, I saw that great shot out of the bushes where he took a chance instead of taking a drop. But they said he was afraid. Well, we won't get into the details of it, but it was a mental error on his part, it looked like. I don't know. We'll talk to Steve about that. But since he knows Tiger better than us.
And Steve has a lot of mental errors himself.
Well, yeah, we have mental errors too. I mean, you know, foot no, fault. Foot fault.
No, we don't.
Anyway, watched it, Jordan, all. It was great.
And how about Jordan Spieth? Good gosh. Has he learned anything? I mean, we're all smart enough now to know it won't ever change with Jordan. Even though he's had swing changes and he's done other things, they said in the offseason he's
still
worked
missed,
on a few
still
things.
Missed a 2.5-footer.
It just shows you that the guy is nothing but drama, and maybe that's great. Maybe people enjoy that, right? But you never know what you're going to get from that guy. And yesterday turned out to be as yo-yo around as you're going to have with eagles and birdies and double bogeys. He had a little bit of everything on a scorecard.
It looked a lot like ours, except without the eagles and the birdies. Look, you're going to have artificial intelligence to decipher that scorecard. It looked like a war zone when they showed it. It was.
Yeah, it looked like hieroglyphics.
It did.
With all the triangles and squares. And anyway, speaking of crazy minds and crazy worlds, Steve Johnson, director of golf. instruction, rather, at Vaquero Country Club. Stevie, Ray J, how you doing today?
Hey, boys. Doing great today. Doing great.
Good.
Can you believe that Cowboy game last night?
Oh, let's start with that.
It was on Amazon Prime.
No, I couldn't believe it. It was just like Jordan's game. It was a very back-and-forth, kind of confusing game. So, yeah, my mind is just like scrambled eggs right now. After golf and the Cowboys in Seattle game, yeah, there's a lot of crazy things going on. But they won it, Steve, right? They won. Your Cowboys won.
You know what? I looked it up this morning because I went to bed thinking it was not a W. I thought it was going to be a loss. Yeah, I gave up. I gave up and see what happens.
Game. It was a long game. By the way, a couple of – and I'll just put this aside. A couple of first – it's the first time in NFL history – that two teams did not punt and both scored over 35 points or more, and never had a punt. And both teams had over 125 yards of penalties without a punt. Never happened before. So it was an offensive explosion. Yeah, it was a lot of laundry.
It sounds a lot like I watched back and forth. Okay, I was flipping back and forth between the game and the DeSantis-Newsom debauchery. Debate, whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a joke. Total joke, too.
Yeah.
So I flipped back to the Cowboys game and fell asleep watching it.
Yeah. So. It was kind of an exciting game. And as it turned out, they won. The Cowboys did in a touchdown the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game and then added a field goal. So, yeah. So the Cowboys continue. They play Philadelphia next week. We'll talk more about that as we kind of narrow down towards who's going to the Super Bowl. And, Taylor Swift. Yes, I can't wait to talk more about Taylor Swift.
Oh, please. I live in Nashville, remember?
And the NFL. Enough. Oh, it's just so exciting.
Enough.
So exciting. Anyway, Stevie, can I ask you this?
Yes.
And again, I was obviously very sarcastic about Tiger.
Welcome to the show.
We haven't seen Tiger play in months, seems like years. And we all knew what's happened in his rehab and everything that's going on. Was it about what you expected to see from Tiger in his first round at the Hero?
Not really. You know, what's great about the internet now, Tim, is that I can see every shot in about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. I can see every shot Tiger Woods hits on a golf course, which is awesome.
Right.
And No, it wasn't what I was expecting. I don't know if it's health issues. I don't know if it's the leg. I don't know if it's the fusion. But look, at certain speeds, especially he's going to hit a lot of solid shots, which he did yesterday. At certain speeds, the ball should be launching at a certain angle, especially when you're starting to curve the ball. And the thing that concerned me the most about his ball striking was not that he was hitting cut shots, but most of the cut shots were pretty low. Now, it wasn't very windy out there. It could be windy, which would be an appropriate shot in certain situations into the wind and, you know, in certain pin placements. But it looked like he was limited. He did try to hit some different type of curving shots, and he did hit some elevated approach shots. But for the most part, his mid irons were just they were cutting and they were too low.
And what's that tell you?
Concerns me. That tells me that, like when he used to practice with Hank, they would try the nine shots. Medium height, straight, left to right to left, high, left to right to left and straight, and then low, left to right to left. It looked like he was limited. He was, when he gets a little bit nervous, and you know, you got some rust on there. When he gets nervous and he has a go-to shot, pounding down on the ball and hitting a low cut shot is a pretty safe shot for him. Mm-hmm. When he starts getting the ball up in the air and his swing is a little bit off, that's when the ball starts going, you know, miles to the right and left. It looked like he was protecting against that. For a guy that says he's been hitting and practicing and ready to win, and he's going to play because he knows he thinks he's got a chance to win, it's pretty disappointing first round. Now, Tiger Woods doesn't typically have two bad rounds in a row. So I look for him today to come out and play much better. But it was disappointing yesterday. I didn't think his swing looked all that great.
Frank, what do you think about his fatigue factor? Because they talked about his practice round, or I guess a pro-am kind of round that they had on Wednesday. He only played nine holes, meaning he didn't feel like he could go to the back nine. And sure enough, if you watch closely, and I know you watched every shot, nobody was perspiring like Tiger. Now, maybe that's a different issue, but it looked like he was really seriously struggling. Now, maybe he had a lot of liquids in his body or something that he had, but he was really sweating out there, and it didn't look like anybody else was really perspiring much at all, like a nice, pleasant Bahamas kind of day. From his health standpoint and his stamina, it seems like that's still going to be the question, right?
I think it is. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor, nor am I a golf instructor, but
Why the hell are you here?
Yeah, what am I doing here? Can I leave? it's pouring down rain here. I want to go practice in the rain. You know, you should always be prepared for what comes.
Sure.
I have no idea, but he was perspiring a lot. You're right. Yes. I don't know if he's on some sort of medication that causes that.
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, I mean I think that's not profound, but I think that's heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
As far as
fair to say.
You know, the first time I saw him when he came out of he came back into play. I saw him out in San Diego, about 55 degrees in the morning. Everyone had sweaters, jackets, and he was sweating so much back then that sweat was coming off. You know when guys sweat a lot, how their cap gets just saturated with water and the drip starts dripping off the bill of the cap? That was him.
Really?
Back in 50-degree weather, I thought.
Well, if you're taking pain pills, will do that. I mean,
will they?
Pain medication, I've been on it before with the surgery, and I will tell you, I was sweating like crazy constantly when I was on those things.
Well, that would make sense.
And if he's on some kind of pain pills, which, you know, I'm not saying, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, oh, my God, he's back on. No, but he – has been through a lot.
Might be taking something.
Who knows what it is?
Well, sure. You know, I'm not saying that he's taken, you know, I don't know what's happening, but it just seems peculiar that he's the only one that's sweating as much. Even on the first tee, holy cow. That's the first thing I mentioned. Holy cow, look at how much he's sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept wiping his face. He kept wiping his face all day, you know.
Yeah. And there's different degrees. I mean, I know we all have friends. You know, some people seem to never sweat. You've got other friends that seriously are perspiring. You know, walking into church for other reasons.
Yeah.
A lot of people sweat walking into church.
Oh God!
You know what I'm saying? In situations where you're like nobody else is sweating, and they're sweating. So I know some people are just big poured people or whatever it might be. But Tiger, has seemed to, like you said, this is not anything new, and we do know that Tiger's had a lot of issues with some pain medications and other things, and he's had certainly a lot of surgeries, and they would certainly prescribe main painish medication for things like that. So there are all kinds of reasons. Nobody's suggesting anything's illegal going on, but there right. seems to be a lot of stuff in his body that's trying to get out that just doesn't seem right. You don't need a medical yeah. degree to know that. And so you wonder about that too. And if his doctors are concerned about that or saying, okay, and if it does show you, is that part of the fatigue part? Is that, I mean, because he certainly looked like he played 36 holes yesterday when everybody else had to leisurely walk for 18. You got to wonder about today. He goes back out today, tomorrow, the next, I mean, 4 days of this, there's no cut. What he's going to be like. And is he started limping too, didn't he, Steve? Didn't you see a kind of a noticeable
did,
limp
but,
for
yeah, toward nine? The end. Yeah.
He did, but his gait was a lot better than it was. I can remember at the Masters that he looked like he could barely do it, you know? And you know, you got to take him on his word. He's been caddying for his son. He's been walking. He's been on the treadmill. He's, so, I mean, he's not, the last thing he wants to do is get out there and start and then have to stop. I mean, I think he really is determined to get through the four rounds. And, you know, just reflecting back while Frank was commenting on the sweating, I mean, I was around him a lot outside of competition when he was just practicing. And, you know, you sweat normally, but it wasn't like you see just before the first tee.
And then
on the golf course in competition.
Yeah, it just seems like if you're working that hard on the range before you even get to the first tee, you got to slow down a little bit or something. I mean, the first tee, as you said, you shouldn't be dripping.
Well, I'm sure the nerves were at the top too, because this was his first start in a long time since the
another guy who just, you know, we hadn't seen in a long time. Steve, curious what you thought about Will Zalatoris, who had a bad round. He shot an 81, as maybe you could expect. Tiger, by the way, out of the 20 man field, Tiger's only guys behind him are Wyndham Clark. Tiger shot a 75, Clark a 76, and Will Zalatoris an 81. But Zalatoris had back surgery. Again, we haven't seen much of him. Maybe not to expect much more than an 81 out of Zalatoris, but did he look somewhat okay or healthy to you?
Well, you know, they didn't show a lot of his shots.
Yeah,
however, he did look like he was in very good shape. I listened to an interview with him on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, and he says, man, there's back surgery where a lot of times it will limit someone's mobility has really increased his mobility. And he talked about people with his stature, lean, thin framed people, tend to have this type of problem that he had. And he's very optimistic. So I think he's going to be all right. Definitely rust, you know, coming out of it. And I don't expect for him to shoot. I expect for him to have a better round today as well.
Yeah, a lot. One thing we don't talk about a lot is the mental rust that you have by not being in competition. And that's, you know, Steve, you know as well as all of us, that really plays a big role.
Right. And you know what? It's like I mean, this sounds so cliche, Frank, but I mean, it's like riding a bike. Once you get in there and you get past the first hole jitter and you get it into a rhythm, that's one of the things I love about walking in the game and that rhythm that you get into. That passes. It's really just, hey, you know what? When you don't have a bucket of balls sitting next to you and you're not hitting shot after shot and you've got to change up not only the club, but the shape of the shot, the trajectory of the shot, all of that, it's a different game. So, I mean, there's some rust on there on Will. I expect that he's going to do pretty well. Hopefully he'll be able to make it through the whole season.
How about Brian Harman? Let's go there. I mean, here he comes back out of the chute and swinging great, playing well.
He's at five under. Harman and Tony Finau had the best rounds in the first round. Steve, did you like Harman's look?
Yeah, I mean, he looks the same all the time. I mean,
no change.
Like there's a lot that bothers him.
Yeah.
You know, after he won at the Open Championship, and he said afterward, hey, man, I had guys yelling at me from the fifth hole on. You know, you're not, you know, you don't have the package big enough to get this done and all that stuff. I mean, just rude comments that didn't seem to bother him. I mean, he looks the same. He's a golfer. I've got a great endorsement for him, though. He needs to go with one of those hair growth companies.
Yeah. Look like Deion Sanders on the billboards.
Yes. He needs to after.
Well, you have him in one picture, and then you have Jason Duffner in the other as before and after. And they'd be perfect.
There you go.
Look at Duffner's head of hair.
I think that's a good off course revenue opportunity.
Nutrafol. There it is.
There you go. Let's call them. I see those. Ads.
Hey, when you say Steve, going to the Zalatoris thing, is the thin body. He's young, so he can certainly build that up and be stronger. And he might even think about the Paul Stankowski in and out burger diet. which will pack on 30 pounds pretty quickly for him. Frank, when we did our show, the game, Steve and I and Paul Stankowski, way back in the 40s, and Paul would walk in every time, Steve, am I right, with a bag from somewhere, Whataburger, Chick-fil-A, yeah. In-N-Out,
and not a folder under his arm with all his show prep?
He'd look around for a pen and paper when he sat down. He goes, anybody got pen, paper? I'm like, okay, so just finish your burger. And then he goes, maybe I need to lose some weight and get ready. That was when he was 48, 47. Yeah. Remember, Steve, he's kind of thinking.
He had a little scare there. He was in an outing at Dallas National and he was changing his shoes and felt a little pain and twinge and all that. And says, yeah, you know what? I think I may be having a heart attack. So I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think that he's probably cleaned up his diet a little bit.
Yes, he has.
I'm sure he's had to, but I mean, he's not going to get any endorsements from Whataburger because when he quit eating them,
their stock dropped
millions of dollars. Yeah, he started making millions of dollars.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out for him. We're talking with Steve Johnson, director of instruction at Vaquero Country Club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're talking about the Hero World Challenge. I guess we could talk about all these guys because they're all stars of different ilks, if you will, and different seasons they're coming off of. But we did mention Jordan Spieth is in second right now. Came in with a nice little 68, 4-under in his first round. But what an up-and-down kind of round. And now he's got, Steve, the almost a full swing practice swing. Remember, he kind of started with the weird kind of over-the-top thing. And we've seen Justin Thomas and other guys. Yeah, other guys kind of take the club back just hip high, right, in their backswing just to practice that motion. But now he's got the whole thing going back, and then he comes back and swings and hits. It's like there's always something in his mind that he has to do to trigger something or whatever. Is that a good thing, Steve, for golfers, or does it show you that he's just got crap in his head?
Yeah, no, all those players are thinking about something. There's no player that's standing out there on the PGA Tour that's thinking about nothing. They're trying to do something in their swing. The unique thing about Jordan Spieth is he's trying to do so much in his rehearsal. Now, even when I'm helping club players, if you can understand what you're trying to do and you can feel it, so not just think about it, but feel it, the process gets accelerated very quickly. And so that's what he's trying to look at. It appears what he's trying to do is he's trying to feel the motion as he's thinking his way through it. And his swing shape has changed. Now, he is very fidgety and, he's all over the place, not mentally, but talking to himself,
waggling,
talking to his caddy. Oh,